Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
If you've ever been on online social media sites, then you're familiar with what happens to people who express politically incorrect opinions. They're often canceled. This is when hundreds of people pile on and accuse the unsuspecting of heinous things, bigotry, intolerance, or close-mindedness being the top accusations. Canceling is disguised as virtue, but as Samuel James recently said, cancel culture is an expression of power, not virtue, nor is it justice. James goes on to say that online cancellation mobs are instruments of injustice. They don't protect victims, they create them. They stay in their digital plot, and they don't just harm the targets, they harm the participants. So next time you think of jumping on the cancel culture bandwagon, remember that it creates more harm than anything.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.